stress. And I'd got on my best dress, and I wouldn't reply. I was sulky.
He said, "Can you just...
Why, when you go out with me, do you not wear a nice dress?"
And this was before you, right when you were getting in the car, or when you reached
just
Seminole?
Before we were going. No. We were all ready to go.
You just looked there.
I wouldn't answer. I was sulky. He knew I had no clothes.
Yeah.
And he looked at me. And that was really, I was really taken aback. And then then Mani, I think, whispered to him something and told him I hadn't any clothes, really. Mm-hmm. Not anything you call clothes, I have to swear. And so then he said, "Well, Mani shall make you a dress." And I didn't say thank you. I was too sulky. I was too annoyed. The whole thing. But she did, made me something.
So, because the way Kitty tells the story is like, right before you were leaving, it was like Margaret was the one at Marizard, the lucky one that got to be with Baba, you know, and Baba kept her with them more.
He kept me with him for over 6 months.
You know, right before you left. Because
yes.
He knew that you would be going back. So.
I don't know what the reason was.
But it wasn't all a bed of roses, was it?
Oh, no. It was lovely to be with, it was lovely to be without the rest of the ashram, quite frankly.
To travel with it. Because that's what you said in the thing, that Rami's bike was an excuse for you to be with, you know, Baba Moore during that time also.
Yes. Oh, yes. He had to use something as an excuse. The others would never have stood for it. I think they'd have strangled me if he'd said I was to go with him and the girls.
That happened to you several times, and Margaret speaks French, she can be our guide.
Yes, and I wasn't in my... No, that was when I went to go alone with Baba to... Yes. Well, I spoke French, but it's shocking French.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean...
But that was a lovely time. You were alone there with...
I was alone with Baba and took him to Marseille.
Yeah. You later wrote to Baba and said that how you felt a little bit guilty but to be alone with him, but how wonderful it was.
Hmm?
You wrote to Baba after that incident saying how you felt, you know, a little bit guilty that you had him all to yourself, but how wonderful it was. It's like paradise.
I don't remember writing that. Yeah. Are you sure?
It might have been, I think it was.
Where'd you get your information?
About that incident. It's in Bob's biography, about how you went with Bob alone and later wrote.
Yes.
Yeah. And about the incident with the makeup happened also.
Yes, that was funny, wasn't it? Because Meredith had made us almost into puritanical, or would have made us, if he could, into sort of puritanical people like this. You see, Bob didn't want, he wanted human beings.
Yeah.
Man, money makes up. They make up.
Mara says also that Barbara told them to...
Yes, she made herself look beautiful, Mara. Mm-hmm. Not much. No, they didn't ever make up. But certainly there was this thing that happened with me. That was Meredith's fault. Because Meredith would have liked a lot of puritanical-looking women about.
Mm-hmm. Could you just describe Baba's spine again? Because I just wanted to get that down.
Listen, you'd want to chiropractor's side. It was right. It was right. You know, the curves were in the right place. Some of us haven't got our full curves in. And it was a strong, strong spine.
And you said that you thought perhaps to bear the weight.
Well, I don't think anyone could take the spiritual. I mean, this is semis on my part.
Yeah, but it's.
But the spine, when the Kundalini comes up, finally, I mean, things Baba didn't talk about very much.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes up, the spine has got to be fairly strong to take it properly, or I think that it wouldn't come.
So Baba's spine, the curvature was perfect.
Curve is perfect.
And it's
strong.
So strong in the middle.
Very strong in the middle.
When did you notice that? When you would be walking in the ashram days, or when you were massaging?
Well, I didn't think about it a lot. I thought about Baba a lot. But I think it really came to my mind more than anything when I came to that time and I had to massage his spine.
And pray.
Yes. And then you know that Harry Kenmore had some photos taken of his spine. Oh, yes, this is true. I think you could ask Anne if you wanted to. She knew. And he sent them to America to some hospital or something. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right about this. You could ask Anne if you wanted it. Mm-hmm. And the and they raved about it. Mm-hmm. Raved about the spine, the hospital to where it was sent.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it had been injured, I think, before that. I suppose if that thing is going to work, Kundalini, you'd have to have a strong spine. Yeah. Straight spine, anyway.
Well, Bob's with the feet and hands and everything was so lovely. You know.
His feet. And his hands were so lovely. And they were so delicate, but they were so strong.
Yeah.
I mean, his hands were so strong if he did take hold of them. But they were very delicate looking when he did all these things.
Yeah.
Very delicate. They were lovely. And he was quick with them. I mean, he'd be sitting and then he'd make a sign, someone over there and something here. Very quick.
What was the name of that Meredith? You told me that Meredith sort of put Meredith on the right path. Is his name Fullerton?
Major General. Major General Fullerton, Fullerton. This is what Mary told me. I mean,
and he was sort of a mystic or somebody.
He was a mystic, and he apparently was. I think now this of course is a long time ago. I understood from Meredith that he told Meredith that he had the army life and everything he'd done wasn't suitable for him to go on along the spiritual path in this life. I don't know whether that could possibly be true. You can start in this life even if you're not ready for it. I don't know.
Understand that this guy was in the army and he told Meredith that army life was not...
No, yes, that his life had not been suitable for him to follow the spiritual life. His own. He's talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew a lot about these things and warned Meredith against this black magic stuff.
Because there was somebody that Bob had said that Meredith was associated with that was like a genuine seeker and somebody that's maybe even a little bit advanced.
Meredith was?
Meredith's teacher, who Meredith had been associated with previously to Bob. I thought the guy's name was Johnson, but you never heard of him.
No, I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
The only one I heard was he got mixed up with that Crowley.
Yeah, black man.
His history was very bad in England.
Uh-huh. Did you know anybody named Phyllis in the old English group? Was there anybody named Phyllis? Is that Rainy Bells?
No.
And Kitty has a sister named Eleanor. Eleanor Lampert? Wasn't that Kitty's sister?
I didn't think so. You had to ask Kitty that.
Yeah.
But I had two sisters were married, but I didn't think the other one was Eleanor Lampert.
She had two sisters, both named Mary?
One was in England, married, and one I met in Canada.
Yeah, I think that one in Canada, his name was Eleanor.
Yeah. Might have been, I've forgotten.
Yeah. Do you know anybody named Sylvia who lived in Paris and met Bob in 52?
In 52, I didn't know the people in Paris.
Yeah. She came to America.
Don't know. You are tracking back everybody.
Well, see, their names are mentioned, but it doesn't get last names or anything about them. It's just a name there. It's kind of out of
the in the books, yes.
Yeah. So that's what I like about your book. It sort of told where they came from and how they came, and a little bit more of their personality, which makes it interesting to people. Otherwise, it's just names and face. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I wanted to get over the story and why the thing happened. That's all. With what I told.
Mm-hmm. And then even at your talk last Friday, you know, I think that's really interesting about Charles Burton and all these different people who came in contact with Bob.
Yeah, they were wonderful people.
You don't know what his... It was Charles B. Burton. You don't know what the B is.
No. Never asked me things like that. We never had anything with Charles.
Yeah.
No, he was a very interesting man, too. He went through a lot with Bob, though. It's his eldest son in a motor accident.
Right.
And his youngest son died one afternoon when the umbilical cord had been growing round his intestines all his life, and they didn't know it, and it suddenly finished him off. Mm. And his other son, what happened to him? Well, that was the actor, Edmund.
Edmund, yeah. I think he had met Bauer also.
I have an idea Edmund did, I'm not sure.
I think his name was mentioned. Did you happen to remember anything else about Mara from our talk the day before that you met at Mara for that dimension? Any incidents or?
I hadn't thought about it.
Okay.
Well, if I do think of any extra about Mara, I don't know quite what I've told you.
Well, that's not the question, but I just wanted to show you these, and maybe you would recognize some of the people from the early group,
these photographs that Wyatt has not so.
That was this is Meredith's.
It's Meredith's group, but you might have.
And that's Errol Farmhouse, and that's the door we went in. And that's the wall.
Let's see, now, what did you say? This is the farmhouse where Baba stayed inside?
Yeah, this is the farmhouse that Meredith got for Baba's. This is where I say everything came through to the west.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the sitting room.
Okay, just on the window on the right.
Right. So. And that is the wall of the sitting room,
uh-huh.
where I went in this door, turned to the right through the sitting room door, and there was Baba's photo on the wall. And
that's where you saw Baba's photo.
That's where I saw Baba
mm-hmm.
for the first time. Not in the flat.
What's all this person?
Heaven alone knows. Something Meredith put up.
Grapes or something.
I don't think there was anything important. And this, if you walked around here, you went up there, you went up onto the cliffs of Devonshire.
Was it a little bit of a walk, or was it pretty much right there?
It wasn't too far. And it was very, the cliffs were so high that I have a bad head, it made me giddy.
But you could see the sea, it was right on
yes,
the sea. Yeah.
Right on the sea.
Was it sort of like, it was never sunny there, it was kind of a wild place, like cloudy.
It was Devonshire weather. You got some fine weather, some sunny weather. It's not...
like when Baba was there, it was kind of cold. Mm.
Wasn't very warm. Mm. You know, those places in England, we had tough bringing up.
Yeah.
You know, hot places like this, I must say.
Well, starting from down here on the bottom, seated...
Let's see.
Do you want a magnifying glass?
Yes, if you've got one.
I don't have one.
That's nice.
Maybe you did. Should I ask Kitty? Do you think she has?
Ask her, will you?
Okay.
This isn't bad. We stick to this. A lot of them I don't know. Well, let's see. Starting front row left. I think the second one looks like Adi.
Yes, that's Adi Jr.
Adi Jr.
And you said this was at Ann Powell.
Yeah. Ann, was she
from Welsh?
She was a Welsh woman. Her name was Ann. Was it Powell?
Yeah. And this is Walter Delia's cousin from Panama, she said.
Oh, well, he never followed. And the next one, that's Margaret Starr.
Mm-hmm. You know this one?
I know the face, I can't think who she was. I think she's one of those disappearing tricks.
Or this one?
Baba. Oh, that looks like... Who was that? Very familiar face, I can't believe it. Then there's Meredith mm-hmm. next, and then I came next. And,
And this black hair, is that Kim?
No, she wasn't black hair. I don't think Kim is there, but it will go on with them and see. There's Delia.
Mm-hmm. This one?
No, the next one.
Yeah. Is this Minta?
No, that's Minta, the end one.
This is Minta.
I think
come
so.
Come here. Come on.
Hello? Come in. Yes, that's Minta, I'm sure.
You're the keeper.
Oh, my dear, aren't you kind? Thank you.
You're
welcome. You'll keep me alive longer.
Let's see, this is Delia, and did you say this is Kim or Minta?
No, I didn't mean that's Minta.
On the end with the...
Yeah, that's definitely Minta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the end one of all, that one is Chandy.
Right.
And that's Dr. Kani.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is Kaka. Mm-hmm. Dear funny little Kaka. He's very amusing. And that's Tom Sharpley. I didn't realize he came so early. Because he came with us on the first trip to India. Second trip, he came to us to Nasik, not the first trip. Next man, I don't know.
This is Baram, Baba's brother.
For goodness sake.
And this is Adi Sr.
That's all right.
And these people I don't know.
Some of those turned up and disappeared again.
This is this Kitty?
No. What is that?
Is Mabel there?
No, I think she ought to have been there. I think she was down there on that second one. Yes, they're not bad pictures of the people who, whom I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good picture. Can you see Meredith's face?
Yeah.
There's very, very unrelaxed always. And poor Margaret. I wonder if they're, what's her name? Their sister-in-law is here. What's her name?
Esther Ross.
Esther. She ought to be here.
Well, could that be her? She's sitting next to Mama.
No. Too good looking. Esther wasn't a good looking woman.
Well, there's another picture behind it. It might be clear.
Let's try.
Is this what Baba used to sit on the whole time? Was that made for him?
No, I think it just put it out there to prevent the damp. Then wouldn't you?
Not like
that. That's, you know.
Felt like a gun.
Now let's see what we've got in this one.
You see, that I think almost certainly is Kitty. I don't know. Maybe not. I think you're right. This doesn't look like
Kitty. I don't think it's this.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Kitty. It's the same group, same time.
Same group,
it's just,
yes. There's Delia, and there's Chanji. Chanji's sitting on the other side. There's Dr. Ghani, and there's Kaka. And there's Tom Sharpley, somewhere at the back whose face is hidden. I don't know who she is. And there's Meredith again, looking at Baba, and Margaret. Margaret's face looks quite soft when she's looking at Baba, and it really wasn't a soft face.
Yeah, it looks almost pretty.
She could have been.
I think she's still alive.
I've heard she is, but I don't know anything about her. No, I don't think there's any variation in the people.
Mm-hmm. So this one on the end is not Kitty, though. People said that.
No. No, Kitty was it's quite different.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anyone else I can help you with. I think you know most of them.
Yeah, I think that's about all the
I think you see there were many of them who came and never appeared again because Baba didn't make a fuss of them and didn't, you know, I mean, afterwards, people like that, he was drawn in somewhere. Mm-hmm. But he was looking for, what he said, he was looking for his death certificates.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people got turned down like... Stephanie, she's not there.
No.
So I don't think so.
Well, she, at least, her, like I said, her son told me that they burned all of Baba's things.
I think
even
they...
Like Dick and Audrey Ince. Did you know them?
Wait a minute, yes. Can't place them for Lindy.
But they left Baba too. Baba actually, I think they were pretty active at the beginning there. You know, they met Baba all the time at the station.
Can't place them, isn't it funny? A name I haven't heard for a long, long time.
Can you just repeat? I forgot how you told me that Baba had told you he was looking for a girl and you had a dancer named Audrey.
He said he wanted a very beautiful girl.
This was right at the beginning? Or?
This must have been, it was just before we went to, it was before we went to India the first time. I don't think she came to Paris for this time. Did she go to Lugano? She went to I tell you where she came to Baba the first time. The first time we were in Portofino. Mm-hmm. She came there.
So when did he tell you that he wanted the girl?
Right at the beginning, that time, probably just before we went to Portofino.
Mm-hmm. Something. He wanted a very beautiful girl to
come with us, to love him, serve him. And this girl was quite lovely. And she was
How old was she?
She was about 70 or 80, mm-hmm. I think. Not old. Mm-hmm. And her mother was a very strange woman who did strange things, walked about without shoes, because she thought grass was good for the feet, you know, and those eccentric people. And she seemed quite willing for Audrey to come, as long as I...
Well, I mean, this girl is taking dancing from you. In yes. School, and then you approached her and said, I want to introduce you to her.
Yes.
That friend of mine?
Yes.
And immediately she was drawn to Baba?
She was drawn to Baba, yes. She didn't understand spiritual things, not that. But that didn't matter very much. Baba had her, and she came to Italy with us. She was possibly obedient, I think. Let me see. There was some kind of a row about it. Oh, Kitty kept interfering. She was my job, but you know, Kitty can't leave that. Yeah. Kitty wanted to come in on it. And she went to see Audrey's mother. I don't know if we should publish this for this.
No.
She went to see Audrey's mother and said, you know, that that Baba will see about your son. She was worried about her son. She said, you see, Baba's going to be friendly with the Prince of Wales. Mm-hmm. And that directly Baba does that, he'll send your son to his ranch in Canada. Well, this woman was wild. She just couldn't accept any nonsense like that. What made Kitty say those things, I don't know. But Kitty was a bit wild in those days. And so the mother nearly turned against it. Well, I had a bit of trouble about that, and I said, oh, that was all nonsense. That was Kitty's imagination. I let Kitty down with the bang.
Yeah.
There's only one thing, you have to let Kitty down, not Baba. And she came with us to Portofino. And then Kitty wanted to take charge of her. And Baba said that Audrey was never to be left alone on the beach, and he told Kitty. She was never to be left alone on the beach. Mm-hmm. So one day we went down to the beach. Baba went home early. And we were all there. And Audrey wouldn't hurry and she wouldn't dress. And she sat by the sea and wouldn't move. And Kitty went off and left her. That wasn't my job. It was Kitty's order. So I took no notice and I went back. And Baba gave me beans for me. And I had to go fishing.
But then in India, she was with the whole group, right?
Yes, she was with the group.
And after that, she never saw her?
After that, she disappeared. She wasn't ready. She was a sweet girl, but she wasn't ready for. You see, she wasn't ready. I mean, some girls who don't look ready for anything, but there is something in them that could make them ready to follow Baba. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't. She was a very sweet girl. There was nothing against her. I don't know what's happened to her now. Maybe now she might be ready. If one could find... Well, if Baba wants her, she'll turn up somewhere.
I'm going to write to her, because I have her address. She did take photographs. It's possible she saved them.
I wonder. Audrey Wilson Williams, that was her name, unmarried name. What's her name now, do you know?
I have it, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, I'm glad you've got it. Yes.
Wait a second, maybe I have it right here.
Disappeared. I can only see her as she was then. Now she must be a woman of what? 60? 50? 60? I wouldn't know.
She's on the Isle of Wight.
Oh.
Kim gave me her address. So
Kim?
She has her address.
Ah. Kim is still a very beautiful woman for an old lady, don't you think?
Yes, she is.
She was a beauty then when she was young with that red hair and so on.
You said she was always asking for Mary Magdalene, the
first one. It was her wish.
You said that she was from a wealthy family also.
American, yes.
But she, according to her dad, it's like her daughter's wealthy. She doesn't have any money. Her daughter's helping her to stay in work.
Well, I dare say that she hasn't money now. I don't know what she did with it. Her father was a very wealthy man. I think she's got a little left. I don't know. But the daughter was quite a lovely child. So she made a very good marriage, didn't she?
I don't know, but the daughter evidently is helping to support her. She says that her daughter is...
Yes.
Did the daughter need father?
I think it's the children they did. You know how children were brought in.
Right, because her husband's name was Desmond. Was it Tolhurst?
Tolhurst, yes.
And that's where the children came.
He didn't know where he was, poor chap.
Yeah, he was a Roman Catholic and pretty strict,
I think. He was very strict, but he liked Baba, but he couldn't make the whole thing out. And he begged Baba to send Kim back to him.
Yeah.
He was very much in love with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
But of course she went off.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's alive.
She's divorced, isn't she? Separated or something?
I don't know.
But another husband.
The second husband, the singer, what's happened to him?
Yeah, he's a piano tuner now.
And does he still sleep with him?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an American from New Jersey.
He did that never broke up?
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's the same one, that was very long.
Well, I imagine it is.
He used to be a singer, and you said she took him to Italy.
To Milan.
Now he tunes pianos. I mean, for masters that come to London to perform.
I see.
He's like considered an expert tuner. For all these Russian people that are very temperamental. He's telling me about it.
That was a strange affair, too. I can't think. I never could see why she falls in love with him.
He's a lot younger than her. At least he looks
much,
like,
yes. Yeah. Much.
You know, he's not that handsome or anything.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know with people when they fall in love. Just don't know why sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can see it clearly. But that was one I never did see.
Yeah.
I liked Kim. I liked Kim very much.
Now, she doesn't have hardly anything to do with the Baba group there, Baba people, anything.
I don't think so.
She's Christian. No, she seems Christian. She talked about Christ and Jesus.
Well, that's another big change, because that for a long time she was nowhere near, wasn't interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she went through Buddhism before she met Baba.
Yeah.
She and Delia de Leon.
Mm-hmm. They were friends before.
I forget whether they were acquainted or not, but they both followed. There was some big Buddhist organization in London they went through. So they knew a lot about spiritual things in a way, which I think most of Baba's people did know something from some direction,
mm-hmm.
even if he had to alter it all afterwards. Mm-hmm. There'd been a lot of them have been people who've been searching.
Yeah.
That is a case, I think.
Even today.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I think it's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've started somewhere.
Well, that's all that I have.
It's all that you have.
Well, each drink, you must be feeling thirsty.
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten about it. It's kefir. I'm supposed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Let's get you a drink.
No, I'm it's this letter, though, this must remind you of England.
What is it? What? Oh, there's a hurricane somewhere hanging about.
There's a boy here. On the, or was it just the sculpture girl? See, now they've got like a sort of like a zoo.
I think the animals were there. I know they've been there sometime. I think they were there.
And did you go with Father?
Yes.
And that wasn't when the girls were young.
No.
But they had sold it off though.
Whether they went there or not, I don't know. You see, when I was here with the girls, Baba was with this hip and back and everything.
That was at Upontoons.
That was at Upontoons.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time the girls were here.
Right. Well, they were here before you went out to Oklahoma also. But I don't think they went out.
Well, they might have gone on a trip, but I sort of rather doubt it. Because they weren't here very long, and Baba saw people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they went sightseeing, I can't say.
I don't think they did. But when Baba went, I mean, there's a film of that, sort of, and he's walking around.
Yes, yes. The girls went there.
No, that was later, but
yeah.
I just wanted to see, there's sort of two parts. One is the gardens where the sculptures are, and the other is down with the wildlife. They have alligators and things in cages, animals and birds. Kitty said the bird part wasn't there when Baba was there, but maybe the animals were.
Well, I couldn't say.
It's a big place. I mean,
it's a large place. It's a beautiful place.
You drove down Bob and then just drove back up. You didn't stay for lunch.
No, I don't think so.
But it's interesting because right as you walk into it, there's an inscription about the garden and come here and think about God and walk with Him through the gardens. It's like really ironic.
That's well, no, ironic. It's all right.
Yeah.
They're quite truth. I mean,
yeah,
it's very
they
truth.
They don't know that God did walk here.
They don't know, but that's all right. If they follow the instructions, they might pick up Baba.
And he was definitely blessed.
He went to so many places. There were so many places he'd touch, so many people he'd touch, all over the world.
It's incredible. I mean, this biography that I'm working on, I mean, when you read the thing from beginning to end, it's so large. You just imagine Baba living here, but you feel exhausted just to read it. You know, he was never in one place for part of a month at a time during period.
I tell you
so
that it used to be that when he came, say he came at first, say for a week or so, we were exhausted, absolutely drained,
yeah.
And we'd done nothing.
Yeah.
But he drained us. And that, very often, we used to have to go to bed for a bit.
Yeah, she looked like even a group or something, they would sit in front of him and then start drooping off, just in front of him.
No, he was exhausting for people who weren't used to it. Of course, living with him, one got used to it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Or she turned it off. I can't tell you.
He spared your strength a little.
Well, if he wanted to keep us there, he couldn't kill us.
Yeah.
But then, you see, he'd be there sometime, then he'd go away after a must.
Yeah.
Or something would happen. And then in the bus, he used to, usually to be in Elizabeth's car. So that we didn't get the full force of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bus wouldn't have to kill
him. Well, there was never anyone that was all the time. You know, like, even now, you know, there were periods of separation long periods, at some point in the earliest. And then amongst the men, you know, even Chanchi, he wasn't with him all the time.
No, no.
Nobody was with Baba. Like
you see that he'd have for a time, he'd have a follower who'd look after him, you know. I mean, since he came to England with Chanchi, Chanchi was the first one to come. And I think Chanji was pretty well with him all the time.
Yeah, Chanji and
a little guy, a funny little guy. I don't know what happened to him afterwards.
He's in Iran now.
He's in Iran?
According to Padre, he's a rake.
Oh, shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Baba started him and he's going to get it out of his system.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people don't understand about Baba. If this he takes to someone who knows it has a spiritual value, but a lot of dirt and things. He has to bring it up.
Yeah.
And this was some of us were so.
Eric has a good analogy. It's like when you make sugar from sugar cane, you have to boil it, and all the impurities come to the surface. In that boiling process, you know, you think things come
the
to
the surface. The impurities come to the surface. Yes.
Sugar after.
And that has to be removed, scooped off, and then Baba's there. And I think that's why some of the people he. he took and gave them a sort of violent treatment, you know, spoiled them, carried on with them, and then they went. No, that was the case. But one couldn't take it all the time. I mean, I should think even Mara. And the girls must have relaxed when he went. But you see, he was with them.
Well, they had their own, a lot of things to do for the, with the house. And when he was not there, they had the chance to do it.
Right.
Yeah. They knew that Baba would, no, Mara, even when, in Mara's time, you know, she knew that Baba was coming back for his lunch at 11, but he could come at 10:30, you know. So
well, that was another thing. Yeah. And if he came at 10:30, he wanted it at 10:30. Yeah. He'd give us a call, say, for 5 o'clock in the morning, and you better be there at 4:30, because he'd be there.
Yeah.
He was always there before us.
When you all lived on the hill, you were upstairs in that big room, weren't you? And Mara and them were downstairs.
In the front room.
Yeah. Now, was it that they had to lock the door on the inside and Bob would knock on their door in the morning, or was that Carmen Mossy would come?
I think it was either. I'm not sure.
They were told to lock the inside.
Yes.
Do you look back and think that was sort of the best time with Father at Maribon living there, or is there any other time with you?
Well, how can I say? It was so much, it was wonderful to be with Baba, but the life was not, well,
yeah,
you know, we went the two extremes. No, it was not easy. We had, first of all, we had to relax and conform to a certain extent to other people's form.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what I found was very hard, never to be alone.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Alone, just even alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to sit in the deer's cage sometimes.
They
couldn't find me.
You actually did that?
Yes, I did. Oh, and I went and slept on the roof of a house one night when Baba said, you know, sleep where you like tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was too late to arrange. Usually he said, you're in this room and you're in that room.
You mean when you were traveling?
When we were traveling.
Yeah. And just to get away from everybody.
And we came to a place, and Baba, it was late at night. Baba said, sleep where you like. So I found a passageway, a very strange passageway, sitting with the most filthy-looking flies you've ever seen. So I went through it. Was my bedding room. I got up on the roof. And there was a flat roof with a glass shelter and moonlight. So I spread out my bedding roll. I had not been told not to. And I slept up there. And I kept waking up in the night and saying, how lovely to be alone. How wonderful to be alone. I hadn't realized then how wonderful it was to be alone just occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I only got that one night there, though.
Yeah, I imagine traveling constantly
with
everybody cooped up.
No, it's. I think it's a training that masters do give their disciples. I mean, I don't know what Christ did with his disciples marching them around. I bet they had the same troubles.
Oh, sure. I mean, Rana even mentions about, you know, if you all were ready to kill each other, and she came to Baba in tears and said, you know, if you can't get along, I'm going to send you back. And she said, send me back.
She did. I didn't know she got to that state.
Yeah, and Baba, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she talked to me. And you and your book mentioned that.
Yes, and Rana and I had a special antipathy. Not that we didn't, it wasn't that we didn't like each other, but if I said something was blue, Rana would say it was black.
Mara doesn't like Rana. I mean, she likes Rana because Rana is there, but she doesn't like Rana's argumentative.
Oh, man, Rana is frightfully argumentative.
And Mara, you know, is the kind of person, you say something, you have to say right, and that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she still argue with Mary?
No, not as much, but it's her nature's like that. You know,
her nature is like that. Is, well, Baba threw her on to me.
This is a good painting. Don't you think so, Rana? She'll just be quiet or not. You know, they don't get along so well. You know, it's just, I mean, nothing out in the open, but you can just feel that.
I remember playing a trick on, I mean, just sometimes you just had to be nasty. I told you about that cobweb, did I?
Yeah.
Well, we were staying in the hall, and Rama and I were sharing a room. This wasn't a place where we were all in one room together, but we were staying there for some months, 2-3 months. And Rama and I shared a room. It was dark, like Indian rooms are in houses, you know, no sun, no light came in because of the heat. And in one corner was a mirror. Now, we had a very small bathroom. Believe me, the luxury of that. Well, we were sharing this woman's bathroom. And my job was to scrub this wretched floor every day. It was a stone floor. And clean the mirror. And her job was to keep the bathroom clean. So one night, we were sitting outside in the courtyard, and Baba was there. There was Mani, Mera, Baba, and me, I think, and long comes Rama. And she said, "Baba, Margaret again hasn't polished the mirror." So, I mean, I expect I'd run a cloth over it, but I hadn't. Oh, I didn't care a hang. We couldn't see ourselves. It was just so we didn't. If you can imagine what we looked like with that heat and that lack of makeup or anything. And she said, she's a terrible woman. She just hadn't cleaned the mirror. So I said, "Well, Rana, you're in charge of the bathroom." So Baba began to think, see, so I wasn't going to be nice. I said, "You haven't cleaned the bathroom properly." She said, "I clean it every day." I said, "You come with me and see." So Baba was so interested to know what I'd done. He came along. And I'd seen for 2 or 3 days, there was a cobweb. See that door there? Well, it was about nearly up to the top and about a little wider. But it was one of those enormous cobwebs with golden strands and a huge spider in it. And she hadn't noticed it. And so when we got to the bathroom, I said, "Well, Rana, what about that? That seems to be worse than the mirror." And she flew in a rage. And Baba laughed. Baba thought it was very funny. And then she said to Baba, "That Margaret, she's worse than Norina." I don't know why poor Norina was dragged up. She'd gone back to America some time before. But I always feel I had real triumph over that cobble. It was a terrible looking thing.
Yeah.
But how she hadn't seen it, I don't know. Yeah. She was so busy watching for my sins, polishing the mirror.
Yeah. Now she's pretty
loving her. Oh, we always got on. Yeah. I loved her very much. Yeah. She had a sense of humour. She had a sense of humour, and her love for Baba was deep, deep. Yeah.
And,
really?
And I mean, now I also realise it's not that they don't get along because they do, but it's just, you can tell they're not. Like
Mary
talked about you know,
didn't
feel the same about
Ronnie. Oh.
Easy to be really close and
mm-hmm.
love being like a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mary and I got on very well because, I mean, I knew and I had no sense of rivalry there because yeah. I knew that wasn't my place.
Well, you had to please her and how it was important to Mama to please her.
Oh, yes. Yes. I wanted to. What's that treasure? Oh, that's mine. I don't know. I'm a steer. I've got one like that. Do you think I've got something here?
It might have. It was right by the chair.
It's right by my feet. Must be mine.
I do. Keep it.
Thank you. You're very kind. Thanks. Well,
I think that's about all I have.
Are you satisfied with what you've torn out of me?
I'm very happy. Because I was waiting to talk to you a long time. You don't probably remember, but you know, I used to write you letters.
Did I ever answer?
Never.
Is that frightful?
And once I came to New York, I went to a class with you in the back of your hotel, and I had coffee with you, telling you. But after that time, when I started collecting this information, I didn't know I was coming to America, and I was trying to get, you know, Tech Hightower, he came to India.
Yes.
And when he was there, I said, "Well, is there any chance that Margaret will sit down and answer some questions, and I don't know when I'm getting to America, but I'll give you this tape, and you can get it to..." And also another pupil of yours, a girl, came to India. I forgot what her name is. She's married. She's dancing.
Tolger Jean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jean. Right.
Loves Baba very much. She's a person who loves Baba with tears. I mean, if I talk to Baba about it now, she cries all the time. I mean, hers is a different kind of... It's an emotional thing.
And I asked her the same thing, would you be willing? And I typed up this list of questions to answer, but I never heard from her. And she said, well, I don't know if Miss Crass would,
you know. She's a horrible woman. She would never do what she should.
But I did. I'm really happy that we got a chance to meet you. And that's why I wrote to see if you were here, because otherwise, I mean, we were going to stop in New York to see you. And it worked out, so we're not stopping in New York, and we're just going to go to New York.
No.
I was planning on doing that.
Well, I hope you've got what you want,
yeah,
now. And if you write to me again, I will try and answer.
Okay.
No, I know you.
That's me.
I mean, I expect I'm suspicious.
There may be one or two questions that come up as I, you know, try to blend some of this back into the text and straighten out things. Occasionally, there's a few questions, but nothing big. And
I think perhaps even in writing close biography of Baba, it shouldn't be too full, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I went to the library in India once, and there was this, on Mahatma Gandhi, 30 volumes. You know, it was just incredible. And I thought, God, someday somebody will be able to follow it. You can't put everything. You know, you can't possibly. If you saw the amount of material in India in that record, I mean, it's just, you know, there must be a million pieces of paper there about Baba. You can't.